conflict, and it was sunk.
Oh.
And that terrible blow.
It's a sad story.
And all, and the, and people were so poor.
Mm-hmm.
They lost so much, and what they had they gave to the Confederacy, and that ship went down without ever being used to defend the Confederacy.
That's not how you got your name, was it? From the ship?
No, Georgia. No, I got my name from my. She was my grandmother's sister-in-law. She was my great. I don't know. I think I told you that five generations I had known, or at least I had been here for five generations.
So, where was your father's father?
My
born?
Father's father was named John Alexander. And his mother came over, and father was born in Boston, I think. But he came as a very young man to Darien, Georgia, because that was where the mill was. And his company was Hilton and Dodge Lumber Company. And at one time it was one of the greatest lumber businesses in the world. The ships came every day, and when I was a little girl, I used to stand on the banks of our lawn and watch the ships come in. And very, very often, if the captains were interested and wanted to be friends with us, my father would invite them up to have wine and so forth with us for an afternoon. And we would meet the captains of all of these ships that came in. It was a very unusual childhood we had.
Is that house still there on St. Simon's?
That was on St. Simon's. But the ship's father was a general superintendent of all the mills. And they had one in Belfast, and one in Port Wentworth here, and Mill Haven. I can't remember the one in Satilla Bluff. I can't remember all of them, but there were 9 or 10 mills.
Right.
Father supervised the loading, and of course they had all the men, but I mean he traveled from one mill to the other, and that was one reason he moved us to town, because we were getting big, and he came back on the weekends, and if we moved to Savannah, he saw more of his family, because Savannah, they made Savannah the headquarters. And they had the mill, the headquarters here, in Savannah. Mill Haven, they had one there. I don't know them. I was so little and so young, and all I was interested in was my father. Oh, I just adored him. And we treated him like a prince. When he came, Mother would say, "Well, Father will be home, and I want you to all be sure, remember your manners, and remember to be sweet and lovely when he's here." And, you know, and we just adored him. He was very handsome. Let me see, I've got a cute picture of him.